Thanks for checking out the Spencer on Sports podcast from KGYM. SOS airs every Monday through Friday at 2 right here in KGYM. And be sure to check out all of our other podcasts from the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn at KGYMradio.com.
Bye.
Alrighty, happy Tuesday. Welcome in, Spencer on Sports. Kicking off local programming once again here at KGYM. 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City. On the stream at KGYMradio.com on the free to download app. Be sure to download it today. Otherwise, I don't know. You'll be missing out on local programming and ESPN programming. I don't have any other reasons other than the fact that it's free and you can listen to me, Scott and Mark, Todd and Alex on your phone. There you go. What other reasons could you possibly want? Plus, it's free. Did I mention that? Be sure to download that from your app store today. Also, on your smart speaker device. Hope you're having a great day so far. Hope you're staying dry. Another soggy morning across the region. I thought I saw 70s in the forecast. Next Monday, 81. Yeah, let's hope that actually happens. 319-366-1600, talk or text line. If you want to get in touch with us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids for a Tuesday afternoon. Lots going on in the world of sports. Talked a lot about the NFL draft yesterday. Some other NFL news and notes to get to. We're in that post-draft period where there's things happening that maybe aren't as positive as the NFL draft. Like we talked about, there's hope, there's optimism for these new players coming into the league. Positivity towards football teams that made good picks, picked for value, got some steals in the draft. Rookie mini camps getting underway soon. Get to, you know, feed off all the positive vibes, and then one of the best receivers in the game, if not the best receiver in the game, is suspended for 6 weeks. You know, stuff like that. Just like, so boom, back to reality. Yep, off season's here. We'll get into some of those NFL headlines coming up later on in the show, including a note from the NFL draft, a story from the NFL draft. Really kind of amusing. You can kind of see why the NFL might be upset, but at the same time, like, really? Is this how petty we're going to be? Is this how, I don't know, committed to dragging out a process longer than it needs to be, we're going to be? We'll get to that in just a bit. It involves the Detroit Lions. You might have heard about this story. You might have seen this coming. We'll get to that coming up later on in the show. Touch on what's happening in the world of baseball. We do have some daytime baseball today. The Mets and the Braves playing a doubleheader in New York. Get you updates on that. Take a look at the baseball schedule as well, plus other news and notes from the sports world. All that before 3 o'clock here on KGYM. Again, 319-366-1600. We're going to start with Playoff Central. Lots of playoff action going on in the NBA and the NHL. Stanley Cup playoffs got going last night as well. We'll get you an update on what happened last night and look ahead to tonight. But start with the world of basketball, and our poll question today has to do with the NBA playoffs. Which second-round playoff series is most likely to result in a sweep? There's four series going on. Which of them is most likely to result in a sweep? Is it the Milwaukee versus Boston series, the Golden State versus Memphis series, the Miami versus Philadelphia series, or Phoenix versus Dallas? Which of those series, second-round playoff series, is most likely to result in a sweep? You can vote in our poll question at KGYMradio.com. We'll talk about the playoffs here in just a matter of seconds, but that's our poll question brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Two of those series got underway for the first time last night. We got two more games to look at tonight, including one you can hear right here at all of our frequencies here on KGYM. And we'll start with the Eastern Conference series between the Miami Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers. We know the Sixers playing shorthanded without their MVP candidate Joel Embiid, who was in late in the game against Toronto, game six against Toronto, has a fractured orbital bone, has a concussion. And the Sixers, well, they did all they could, but they were no match for the Miami Heat last night. He got 25 points from Tyler Hero and 7 assists as well. Bam Adebayo with 24 points and 12 rebounds. Then Jimmy Butler added 15 points in the win for Miami as the top-seeded Heat took a 1-0 series lead. For Philly, it was Tobias Harris with 27 points, Tyrese Maxey adding 19. And if you've been listening to ESPN or following along with all the commentary and the chatter about this series, it was the fact that a guy like James Harden really needs to step up and play like the player that people know he can be, and he needs to take over the game, and he did anything but that last night. Just 16 points for James Harden in the loss for Philly. So Miami takes a 106-92 victory and that 1-0 series lead going into Game 2 Wednesday night. Here's what Doc Rivers had to say about his team's performance in the loss to the top-seeded Heat last night.
You know, 6-for-34 from the three-point line, you're never going to win a game when you shoot like that. I told our guys, I thought 27 of them were absolutely draw up great looks. I still didn't like how we played, though. I didn't like how we moved the ball. I thought we passed late tonight. Just from my raw, I have to watch the video. I thought the physicality affected us tonight. I thought they got into us and that had an impact on us. But I really did. I just thought there were too many times when we put the ball on the floor, the pass was there, and then we take that extra dribble, and then by the time we passed it, they got there. So that's what I saw visually.
Doc Rivers there following the 106-92 loss. Mentioned game two Wednesday night in Miami. Sixers trying to avoid going down 2-0 to the top-seeded Heat. Miami an early 8.5-point favorite for the game coming up on Wednesday with game two. Speaking of the Heats, we talked about Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo. 25 for Hero, 24 for Adebayo in the win last night. And Adebayo talked about his performance and Tyler Hero's performance and talked about their connectiveness on the court.
The connection. You know, he's become one of the, you know, top scorers. You know, you can see at that age, that size, doing what he does, and he makes it look easy. You know, our connection, we're like brothers. It's a brotherhood. We all want to see each other succeed. So, you know, at the end of the day, we win, everybody plays good, we go home, we're all happy.
Again, Bam Adebayo there talking after the win over Philly last night. Moving to the Western Conference, it was the top-seeded Phoenix Suns getting past Dallas last night. Great game in the West if you had a chance to watch that one last night. Suns winning 121-114. DeAndre Ayton with 25 points and 8 rebounds. Devin Booker with 23 points, 9 rebounds and 8 assists. And Chris Paul chipping in 19. For Dallas, it was the Luka show. Luka Doncic with 45 points, 45 in a losing effort. 45 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists, that is. And Maxi Kleber with 19 points. He was 5 of 8 off the bench from distance. So the Suns take a 1-0 series lead with the game 2 coming up Wednesday night in Phoenix. Of course, Phoenix was pushed in that New Orleans series, and maybe that was the wake-up call they needed. Dallas is going to be a tough out for sure, especially if Luka is putting up 45 consistently. But Phoenix able to withstand the 45-point performance last night from Luka and take the 1-0 series lead. Devin Booker of the Suns, you heard that game, of course, right here on ESPN Radio and KGYM last night. And Devin Booker joined Mark Kestisher and P.J. Carlissimo on ESPN Radio after the game to talk about the win.
Devin Booker joining us courtside. Devin, Mark Kestisher, P.J. Carlissimo. We're not going to put the fourth quarter in the vault here, but you guys got off to a great start. Game one against Dallas. What was the game plan that worked so well for you here tonight?
I mean, obviously we watched their series with Utah, and, you know, they're tough to guard. You know, they space the floor out well. They have a lot of shooters. Luka does a good job of keeping them guys involved, and we just didn't want to give them both. You know, we didn't want Luka going and the guys hitting threes, and I think early in the game, Cleaver got going a little bit, but you know, we did a good job of slowing it down. But it's a tough matchup.
Look, I told Kesty, I'm 73 almost, so I can't say it. I want to have a hammy like yours, the way you played on that bad hammy. How do you feel?
It's not bad anymore. I feel great. You know, I think those 3 days in between last series and now, you know, got me over the edge of feeling very confident in it. But yeah, man, I trust our training staff. You know, I trust the around-the-clock treatment. You know, that's our body is our temple, and we spend a lot of time on it. So, you know, my body was able to recover fast.
It's tough defensively when you got a guy like Luka who's almost relentless coming into the paint, and then you guys converge on him with the help, and he finds guys. Mm-hmm. Maxie had it going in the first quarter. I thought you did a much better job second half, not just on Maxie, but on their three-point shooters in general.
Yeah, you know, they spaced the floor. They played five-out offense, and, you know, if you watch the Utah series, they had those bigs out there, Gobert and Whiteside, that, you know, they kind of put in a bind and, you know, forced them to kind of pick one or the other. We pride ourselves having guys that can move and stay in front of him and just make it tough and put length on him. I mean, he's still going to get it going. He has the ball in his hands the whole game, but, you know, just slowing it down and containing the other people.
Devin Booker, as you heard on ESPN Radio following the game last night, talking with Mark Kestisher and PJ Carlissimo as Phoenix won 121-114. The other side of the coin, Mavs head coach Jason Kidd talked about his team's performance in the losing effort.
We talked about it, you know, turnovers. And then, you know, we just didn't get off to a good start, but we didn't give in. We kept playing. We talked about it at halftime, being only down, I think, 13, that we've been here before. And, you know, we think at some point we cut it to 4, as we've done in the past. And I don't know if we had a good look at three that we missed, but we just couldn't get over the hump. But we didn't. This is probably, I think, the first time we've had a, you know, slow start in the playoffs. But I like the way we responded.
Jason Kidd there after the 121-114 loss to the Suns. Again, Phoenix up 1-0 with Game 2 Wednesday night in Phoenix. Phoenix an early 6-point favorite in that contest in Game 2 coming up Wednesday. Tonight we've got more playoff action for you on the airwaves here on KGYM. All of our frequencies will have Milwaukee and Boston. The Bucks up 1-0 after stealing Game 1 on Sunday afternoon. We'll have that game for you tonight. We're joining it right around tip time, tip off right around 6 o'clock, and you can catch it right here on ESPN Radio, right after the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. 6 o'clock tip off there as the Bucks look to take a 2-0 series lead. Boston right now the betting favorite at -5. A 5-point favorite for Boston. The total in that one, 215.5 for the Bucks and Celtics tonight. Game 2 in Boston. That series will shift to Milwaukee. Got quite a gap between Game 2 and Game 3, which is kind of surprising. Obviously, there's a travel day in there, but you'd think they'd keep the series moving along. But you got Milwaukee and Boston off until, I believe, Saturday afternoon for the next contest there in that series, I should say. Milwaukee at Boston will go at it tonight. Celtics look to take a game on their home floor, send the series back to Milwaukee even at 1 game apiece. The Bucks love to go up 2-0 with a chance to possibly close it out in Milwaukee. We'll see how things play out tonight. That's the first game of 2 tonight. Then should be another intriguing game tonight in Memphis. 8:30 tonight. You can watch it on TNT. Golden State and Memphis. Of course, we know Golden State stole a wild game 1 in Memphis, 117-116. Klay Thompson with a big 3 late in that contest to give Golden State the 1-0 series lead. They look to go up 2-0 in that series and head back to the Bay Area with a 2-0 series lead. Memphis and Ja Morant, Brandon Clark, Jaren Jackson Jr., and the guys look to even that series at 1 game apiece before heading on the road. That's game 2 tonight. Golden State a 2-point favorite heading into tonight's contest. The total over-under there, 227.5 for the Golden State and Memphis game 2. A couple other NBA news and notes here. We'll get to hockey update here in just a moment, but NBA news and notes, speaking of game 2 between the Bucks and the Celtics. Celtics still wondering if Marcus Smart is going to play tonight's player, defensive player of the year, Marcus Smart. Still questionable due to a right quad contusion. Right quad contusion. Try saying that 3 times fast. That's according to ESPN's Andrew Lopez. Head coach Ime Udoka says that he was set to get some treatment, Smart was, and see how he feels before the game tonight. See if he does end up playing in tonight's game two. Udoka saying for Smart, it's more than just tolerating the pain. It's tightness and restriction of movement for the quad for Marcus Smart. So we'll see if he does play tonight. When it comes to the Miami and Philly game two coming up, Kyle Lowry is still going to miss Wednesday's game two for the Heat against the Sixers. The team announced that earlier today on social media, the fourth straight game Kyle Lowry has missed. Philly also expected to be without Joel Embiid, still dealing with that concussion and orbital fracture coming up, or which he suffered, I should say, in that game against Toronto, the game six. And we'll see if he is able to go at any point in this series. He was said for sure to miss the first two games. We'll see if he's able to play when that series does shift back to Philadelphia. In the NHL, before we get to our first break, quick update, look at the NHL scoreboard from last night. Only one real competitive game last night. That was in the West. First-round playoff there with Los Angeles beating Edmonton 4-3. Rest of the games, really not all that close. Carolina beating Boston 5-1. Toronto blanking Tampa 5-0. And St. Louis beating Minnesota 4-0. Tonight on the NHL scoreboard, you've got Pittsburgh and the Rangers, Washington and Florida kicking off their series in the first round of the East. And then in the West, Nashville is at Colorado, and Dallas takes on Calgary. More on the NHL and NBA playoffs coming up on tomorrow's show. Take a look at what's going on in the world of baseball, and later on the show, we'll get to some football news and notes. Again, you're listening to Spencer on Sports. Thanks for joining us here on a Tuesday edition of the show here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
Good morning. I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And rain will be lightening up and gradually moving out as the morning goes on. We should be drying out around 11 o'clock. It is going to be cloudy, cool, and breezy then for the remainder of the day with a high temperature around 52. Clouds will gradually clear tonight. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat with Jason Fitz.
We need to hear from Hugh Jackson. At this point, I don't think it's unreasonable for a person, coach, NFL figure that has never been shy about getting in front of a microphone and speaking his mind. He made some accusations. He may have tried to walk them back, but in the process of all of the investigations that are taking place around the NFL and the possibility of teams fixing games, the NFL has now completed their independent investigation. And in the process of announcing completing that investigation, they also made it clear that Hugh Jackson didn't participate in this investigation. While he said initially he would cooperate, he didn't. So now the question becomes, why? And what information is there? If you're going to stand up and take on the NFL, if you're going to stand up and you're going to say, hey, they have done this, in a world where nobody seems to have the benefit of the doubt without full transparency, why would we ever give a microphone or benefit of the doubt to Hugh Jackson again until he explains exactly what he was talking about, exactly what he has? This has to be a conversation about the NFL, what they've investigated transparently, and then Hugh Jackson, who made the claims to begin with, coming in and saying, this is the information I have, and this is why I still believe that I was right. Anything less than that, and there has to be a loser in this. And that loser is Coach Jackson. I feel like the media coverage around name, image, likeness has tried to take a very complicated issue and turn it into a yelling point, and everybody loses in that process. Is there some new resolution that will come over time? Maybe. And in the meantime, as we see players basically stand up and say, I want more NIL or I'll go play somewhere else, the real answer here is everybody has to figure out how to navigate in the new environment that is college football. Until we get that solution, maybe we should all stop yelling that everybody else are idiots. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Jason Fitz.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
You've got it all planned. Spring cleaning, then off to the landfill and recycling building on Saturday, right? Hang on. You need an appointment if you're coming Saturday. Don't have one? No dice, pal. So plan ahead with a Saturday appointment or bring your stuff to the landfill and recycling building on County Home Road Monday through Friday between 7 and 4. You never need an appointment on weekdays. Simplify spring cleaning. Visit the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency weekdays or make your Saturday appointment early. Details at solidwasteagency.org.
Daughtry. Heavy in the crowd. The Dearly Beloved Tour. The multi-platinum, multi-award winner returns Saturday, July 23rd. McGrath Amphitheater. With special guest Blackstone Cherry. Tickets on sale now at creventslive.com. Daughtry, live.
All right, Coralville, now that Raising Cane's is officially open at I-80 and Coral Ridge Avenue, whatever you're craving, you can skip the line and order online. Basically, you can get clicking for chicken. Say you want some of their hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers or crispy crinkle-cut fries or fresh coleslaw or buttery Texas toast or all of the above. All you've got to do is place your order online at order.raisingcanes.com. Faster, just got faster at Raising Cane's, now open in Coralville at I-80 and Coral Ridge Avenue. Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
226 here, KGYM. Spencer at Sports with you for a Tuesday, third day of May of 2022. Through a 9366-1600. Appreciate you tuning in today, as always, and every day. If you miss anything from the show, be sure to check out podcasts or anything from our local programming, period. Check out our podcast at kgymradio.com. Todd and Alex in between 4 and 6. Don't forget, all week long, they have a chance for you to win a $50 gift card to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City to help you pick out the perfect gift for mom. Don't forget, Mother's Day is Sunday. And if you're looking for a gift still, be sure to listen for your chance to win today between 4 and 6. And all week long, between 4 and 6, we're giving out those $50 gift cards to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City. Full details on our website, kgymradio.com. That's coming up today between 4 and 6. We'll get you more of what's on tap for the rest of our local programming here coming up in our final segment today. Talk some NBA and give you an update on the NHL playoffs to start the show. Into some football news and notes here in just a bit. But looking at the world of baseball, light day on Monday. A few of the regional teams in action. Bulk of the action begins today in the major leagues for a new week of action. But you had some interesting things happen on the baseball diamond yesterday. Chicago White Sox shutting out the Angels in that series finale. 3-0, Luis Robert going 3-for-4. Dylan Cease, what a performance for Dylan Cease. 7 innings pitched, giving up 1 hit, no runs, no walks, striking out 11, including 3 strikeouts of Mr. Mike Trout in the game. Angels held the 2 hits. Trout was 0-for-4 with 4 Ks in the loss yesterday for the Angels. White Sox picking up the win 3-0. Pitcher's duel in Kansas City. In fact, it was a solo home run from Paul Goldschmidt in the first inning. Cardinals won 1-0. Steven Matz, 6 innings pitched, 4 hits, no runs, no walks, and 4 strikeouts in the win for the Cardinals. That series continues today in Kansas City. Minnesota beat Baltimore 2-1 last night in Baltimore. Carlos Correa had the go-ahead single in the 6th. I mentioned Atlanta and the Mets. They are playing a doubleheader. Looks like a traditional doubleheader, not a day-night doubleheader. That game just getting underway, bottom of the first. It is scoreless between the Mets and the Braves from New York. Braves got the win last night, 5-2. Travis d'Arnaud, 3-for-4 with 2 doubles and 3 RBI. Arizona beat Miami 5-4. David Peralta with 3-for-4 with a 2-run home run and 3 ribbies. Miami trying to make a late push in that contest, but They had a four-run seventh inning, unable to complete that comeback. Yankees, boy, how about the Yankees? 10 straight wins for New York. That's after they beat Toronto last night 3-2. Gleyber Torres going 2-for-4 with a two-run home run and three ribbies. George Springer and Bo Bichette, each with two hits for the Blue Jays. Tampa beating Oakland 6-1. Manny Margot 3-for-4. Wander Franco 2-for-4 as the Rays outhit the A's 11-2 in the 6-1 victory. And last game of the night last night was Houston beating Seattle 3-0. Jordan Alvarez with a solo home run and Jeremy Pena with a two-run home run as well as the Astros shut out the Mariners last night. Mentioned the doubleheader, Atlanta and the Mets today, 2:10 p.m. and 5:40 p.m. You also have San Diego playing at Cleveland. Arizona taking on Miami once again tonight. Texas is at Philly. Minnesota's at Baltimore. The Yankees are at Toronto. Angels go from Chicago to Boston. They will take on the Red Sox as Noah Syndergaard takes on Michael Wacha tonight. Pittsburgh and Detroit, you've got the North Siders and South Siders getting together tonight. White Sox and the Cubs tonight at Wrigley. Brewers, they've been beaten up on the Pirates lately. And guess who they get to beat up on now? Well, if you're a Brewer fan, you say hopefully beat up on now. The Cincinnati Reds, yeah, they're in town for Milwaukee for a three-game set. Tyler Mahle versus Brandon Woodruff tonight at 6:40. Seattle's taking on Houston. St. Louis is at Kansas City. Washington is at Colorado there at 7:40. Tampa is at Oakland and San Francisco. And the Dodgers, that rivalry series starts off tonight at 9:10. Looking at the Major League Baseball standings as we head through the first week of May here. And I mentioned the Yankees, winners of 10 straight. They're atop the American League East at 17-6. Toronto right behind at 15-9. And then Tampa is at 13-10. AL Central, the Minnesota Twins, 3-3 in a row, and winners of 9 of the last 10. They're 14-9. They're the only team above 500 in that division as of right now. Cleveland in second place with a 10-12 record. In the West, you've got the Angels, 15-9, 7-3 in their last 10 games, with Seattle and Houston both at 12-11, both 2.5 back of the LA Angels. In the National League East, the Mets, 16-8, 6-4 in their last 10 games, with Miami at 12-10, and then Philly and Atlanta hovering around 500 as of now. Washington at 8-16, 8 games back. Here as we start up the month of May. In the NL Central, you got the Brewers and the Cardinals, both above 500. Brewers at 15-8. Cardinals at 13-9, 1.5 back of Milwaukee. The Pirates and Cubs both tied at 9-13. And then the Reds, 3-19, already 11.5 back of the first place Brewers in the National League Central. In the NL West, you've got four of the five teams above 500, the Dodgers, Padres, and Giants, and then the Rockies, 1.5 back at 13-9 on the year. So early look at the standings through the first month of the 2022 Major League Baseball season. Still a long way to go, still plenty of time if your team is not doing so well to turn it around. We'll keep following it for you right here on Spencer on Sports. It's 2:33. Thanks for joining us here for a Tuesday afternoon. Plenty of football news still to talk about. We'll get the latest reaction and updates from the DeAndre Hopkins story and some interesting stuff coming from the NFL here lately. We'll talk about that and more coming up as Spencer on Sports rolls on for a Tuesday.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's Community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Join the National Alliance on Mental Illness of Johnson and Lynn Counties for their NAMI Walk, May 7th at the Terry True Blood Rec Area in Iowa City. Sign up and take the first step to helping better the lives of individuals and families affected by mental illness.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
The bank here is now the bank here, here, and here. Fairfax State Savings Bank has a new third location in the heart of Kingston Village in Cedar Rapids. This new location, focused on commercial and private lending, demonstrates Fairfax State Savings Bank's dedication to growing alongside you in the corridor. Fairfax State Savings Bank, in Fairfax, Amana, and now by appointment for commercial and private lending in Cedar Rapids at their new Kingston office, Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For a beautiful look that protects and stays clean, choose Dutch Boy Paint from Menards. Now all 11% off. Get quality products with smart technology like mildew-resistant coating, stain shield, and dirt-resistant paint and primer in the award-winning Dutch Boy Twist and Pour containers. Get 11% off everything, including the full line of Dutch Boy paints, now at Menards. Good through May 8th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time to make the playoffs pay off with Elite Sportsbook. On Thursdays through Sundays in May, bet a 4-plus leg parlay on pro basketball and pro hockey and receive 10% back. It's literally that simple. And don't forget, new signups can take advantage of their first bet being risk-free up to $500. Download the app today and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Welcome to Allstate, where we bring it all together. And bundling your home and auto is good, right? And it saves you up to 25%. It all comes together. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Bundled savings discounts will vary by state. Saving up to 25% is a countrywide average of savings off the home policy. Combining the multiple policy discount for having auto insurance with Allstate and the welcome discount savings at enrollment.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
If your wiper blades are smearing and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts to save $8 instantly on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Our professional parts people will even install them for you for free. Improve visibility and save money with Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back at 2:36, Spencer at Sports with you for a Tuesday, 301-9366-1600. Don't forget about our poll question asking you about the NBA playoffs. Which second-round playoff series is most likely to result in a sweep? Bucks versus Celtics, Warriors versus Grizzlies, Heat versus Sixers, or Suns versus Mavs? Which of those is most likely to result in a sweep? You can vote in our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. Talked a little bit of baseball. Got some college basketball. Saw an interesting story right before the show. We'll get into that. It has to do with maybe a kind of a non-conference tournament type thing. Not NCAA tournament-wise, but kind of in-season thing. Remember those bracket buster games there used to be? Probably over a decade ago now. Those were awesome. You had to see like high-power mid-major teams play each other. Out of the ordinary, not in your conference. Sounds like there's kind of a similar proposal on the table. I've been kind of skimming this article during the breaks here. Talk about it. At least give you kind of an idea of what it is coming up right before we're out of here for today. Do you want to get to some football news and notes? Of course, big news in the NFL came out literally as we walked out of the studio. I'll get back to my desk, refresh Twitter, and hey, DeAndre Hopkins is suspended for the first six games of the 2022 season. Here's Adam Schefter, the latest information regarding what's going on with DeAndre Hopkins and the Arizona Cardinals.
DeAndre Hopkins already has withdrawn his appeal, and so the suspension will stand. He will be out for the first six games of the season. He will be allowed to go with the team through the preseason, but once the regular season begins, he will have to step aside and leave the work to Rondale Moore, Marquise Brown, A.J. Green, Zach Ertz, and the rest of the Cardinals' wide receivers for Kyler Murray. They obviously will have to make up for his absence. Think about last year. Hopkins missed the final six games of the season with a knee injury. The offense failed to recover. Now he will be sidelined for the first six games of this season due to the suspension of the NFL's drug policy here, and it's a PED violation, and obviously it will stand, and it's one of the reasons that the Cardinals traded for Marquise Brown on draft night.
And as we talked about on this show, and as you've heard on ESPN Radio, ESPN TV as well, Cardinals still trying to figure out that contract situation with Kyler Murray. So the Cardinals, a lot of turmoil this offseason, and starting the season for the first 6 weeks without their top receiver in DeAndre Hopkins. The other news that came out yesterday, Adam Schefter here is sharing more with us, is the Hugh Jackson situation. The NFL saying his tanking allegations against the Browns are unsubstantiated. Here's Schefter's report on what just happened with that situation.
Hugh Jackson, essentially the NFL, Mary Jo White, the independent reviewer, has looked over the material and determined that the claims that Hugh Jackson had made earlier about the Browns losing games and wanting him to lose games were unsubstantiated. The NFL could not do anything despite its independent review to back those claims, and so there'll be no charges brought against the Browns organization. Mary Jo White came to that conclusion a short time ago. It's now official. It was done in conjunction with a law firm, and the NFL could not find any evidence that the Browns lost games to back up what Hugh Jackson had said. He was unwilling to back it up as well publicly, and so the issue right now appears to be closed.
All right, again, Adam Schefter there from SportsCenter talking about the Hugh Jackson situation, and of course, Jason Fitz also weighed in with his take on that in the ESPN Radio Sports Beat earlier this hour. Speaking of contract situations, we talked, I mentioned briefly Kyler Murray when we heard about the update on DeAndre Hopkins and his suspension. Another name that a lot of people thought might get traded during draft weekends was potentially Deebo Samuel. Still appears that he wants out of San Francisco. San Francisco, although, does not want to trade Deebo Samuel in a draft where we saw Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown, go to Arizona. A.J. Brown go to the Eagles in a trade out of Tennessee. Deebo Samuel was not moved, and Deebo Samuel is still a San Francisco 49er. And if he is to be believed, he is going to stay a 49er through the 2022 season. Lynch was asked during a radio interview whether or not Deebo Samuel will be with the 49ers. And, well, John Lynch said, yes, he is going to be a 49er. He said, according to 49ers Web Zone, quote, "It is a yes for me, and that's our job. He's too good of a player. We've got too good of a thing going. We want to keep that going." He says, "That's where I will leave that," end quote. Samuel, of course, reportedly has requested a trade out of San Francisco after breaking off extension talks with the team. It's been speculated he does not want to play as much of a running back role, but wants to be more of a true receiver role. Samuel finishing the 2021 campaign with 77 catches for 1,405 yards and 6 touchdowns, also had 59 carries for 365 yards and 8 additional scores. GM John Lynch saying that he believes Samuel's camp, the 49ers, can make it past the current frustrations and figure out a way to make it work over the long term. Lynch saying in that same interview that they're trying really hard with Deebo to work through whatever the issues might be. Lynch saying, quote, "I have always have really believed that there is a sacredness to those conversations and that they remain private, especially with things like this." He says he thinks it's in everyone's best interest that they do not get into the heart of the matter and those extension talks. But John Lynch says Deebo will still be wearing the 49ers jersey here for 2022. Will not be traded. Want to get to this. This is a really interesting story here. Kind of very, very petty story. Very petty reason. Kind of a silly reason to get mad. You can kind of understand it, but at the same time, you're like, really? You're going to get upset at that? So we saw in the draft, of course, this past weekend. This is week ago, Thursday, where the Jags took Trayvon Walker, number one overall. Lions took Aiden Hutchinson, Michigan kid. Wanted to play for the Lions, wanted to be picked by the Lions, which is, you know, wait, what's going on here? You wanted to be picked by Detroit? You feeling okay, son? But that's what happened. The story played out. It was even suggested that if the Jags, there's some national writers that said if the Jags took Trayvon Walker with number one, the Lions should sprint to the stage with the pick, with the card saying Aiden Hutchinson. And essentially, that's what they did. And the NFL is not actually very happy that they were so quick with making the pick. Detroit, of course, had that second overall pick. And after Jacksonville took Trayvon Walker, number one overall, the Lions had 10 minutes, a 10-minute window, to let the NFL know who they were going to select with that pick. Well, as it turns out, the Lions didn't need 10 minutes. As a matter of fact, they barely needed 60 seconds. And according to Peter King of NBC Sports, the Lions turned their draft card in within a minute of Trayvon Walker being picked. And apparently the Lions made their pick so quickly that the NFL was mad. They were upset. You have to wait 10 minutes. You know you're going to take Aiden Hutchinson, but we want you to wait. We want you to wait. Why is the NFL mad? Well, because it's the first round of the draft. They want there to be intrigue. They want there to be drama. That's why they're mad. But does it matter, really? Like, you know you're going to do something. You might as well do it. You know you're going to make the guy the pick. Just turn in the card. Are we really talking about this? Yes, we're talking about this. A Lions official apparently telling Peter King, quote, "We turned the card in so fast the league got mad at us," end quote. And this article from CBS Sports talks about how quickly the pick came in. There were only 2 minutes when the NFL announced the first and second pick. So 2 minutes in between the tweets that they put out. So, hey, congratulations, Trayvon Walker, number one to the Jaguars. And then 2 minutes later, bang, congratulations, Aiden Hutchinson, number two overall to the Detroit Lions. And then CBS looked, there was 6 minutes between when the Lions, or they put out the tweet announcing the Lions picking Hutchinson, to the announcement of the third overall pick, which was Derek Stingley Jr., to the Texans. We saw that. I was talking with someone the other day about the time in the draft. Like, do they really need that much time to pick the guy? And it's exactly what it is. It's TV. The NFL wants intrigue. They want drama. You saw that in the draft last year, Trevor Lawrence. We knew he was the pick in 2019. We knew he was the pick, number one overall pick, when he led Clemson to a national championship in his freshman year. We pretty much knew that. Yet the Jags still took the full time because, you know, you got to milk it for what it's worth. So that's kind of the silly story here. Apparently, Dan Campbell also said, this is per Peter King of Sports Illustrated, Lions knew exactly what they wanted. Dan Campbell didn't see any need to go through the, quote, dog and pony show, and basically said, we're not going to wait around, not going to do the whole dog and pony show. Dan Campbell saying, we got our guy and we turned the card in. They were ready. They knew who they were going to pick. I don't have a problem with that. You know who you're going to pick. Just make the pick. Maybe the draft will go quicker then. Do we really need a five-hour first round? No, I didn't think so. But, oh boy, gotta love it. We are now into the off-season. Honeymoons will be ending shortly. But kind of a silly reason for the NFL to get mad. But you can kind of see why they might be mad with a situation like that. A couple other news and notes before we step out of here. We'll get to those, plus our What's on Tap. Coming up.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Stop buying tickets without rewards and start getting more from the only ticketing company that rewards you for buying, Vivid Seats. Buy 10 tickets, the 11th is on us. That's like 10% back every time you buy. And with 100% buyer guarantee and over 100 million tickets sold, that's something to sing, laugh, cheer, scream, buy about. Head to VividSeats.com for terms and conditions. Vivid Seats. Life happens live.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-511-3535. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-511-3535. 800-511-3535.
All right, back here at 250 Spencer at Sports, starting to wind down here for a Tuesday. 319-366-1600. By the way, well, one last note on the draft. We'll get to a few other things regarding college sports. It's that time of the year, folks. If you didn't get enough mock drafts for the 2022 draft, how about we be completely wrong and mock the 2023 draft? Yeah, CBS Sports out with their first way too early 2023 mock draft. This is almost 100% certain to be wrong. Their number one overall pick for 2023, so a year from now, Will Anderson, the linebacker from Alabama, going to the Texans, number one overall. Their first quarterback off the board, going third overall to Detroit, C.J. Stroud from Ohio State. Will Levis from Kentucky, also a top 10 pick. Bryce Young from Alabama going seventh to the Panthers. We'll see how things play out. Remember, Sam Howell, I believe, was a first overall pick as of a year ago. So 2021 going into 2022, and look how that played out. But just interesting note there as we start to wrap up the show. That will change many, many times between now and then. Still have to get through the college football season before the mock drafts become like 1% accurate going into 2023. If you've been following this Jordan Addison story from Pittsburgh, saw this earlier today. Jordan Addison, the receiver from Pitt, there was tampering allegations over the weekend between Pittsburgh and USC. Source telling ESPN on Friday that Pat Narduzzi, the head coach at Pitt, apparently called Lincoln Riley multiple times to express his displeasure over the potential transfer from Pittsburgh to USC for Jordan Addison. And Pitt officials suspect that tampering might have occurred in this process. Well, now it sounds like Jordan Addison is expected to officially appear in the transfer portal at some point this afternoon, sources telling ESPN. Addison filing his paperwork to Pittsburgh, saying he intends to explore a transfer, which happened before the May 1st deadline, and that will result in him appearing in the portal. He's one of the top returning players in college football, so obviously if he enters the portal, it means he's going to be, well, coveted by many, many teams. He earned All-America honors last year, won the Biletnikoff Award for the top receiver in college football, and it's anticipated that not just USC is expected to be interested in him if he does indeed appear in the transfer portal. There is apparently sources close to Addison telling ESPN that there is going to be a formal process. He is going to go through that process of possibly choosing a new school. And the source telling ESPN that a return to Pittsburgh remains a very viable option. So that story does continue to be intriguing. We'll see how that plays out in the world of college sports, college football more specifically. Speaking of college sports, I wanted to briefly touch on that story about the potential new non-conference scheduling initiative. This is from CBS Sports and sounds like 22 of the 32 D1 conferences apparently are open to an idea in the college basketball realm to introduce back-to-back non-league games played just a few weeks prior to Selection Sunday. This would happen for 1 week in February, where a number of leagues would essentially pause their conference schedules and instead have all their members play two non-conference opponents. The model would have every team involved play one home game and one away game, the majority of those games happening 3 days apart. The window would commence after Valentine's Day. So still an idea, but like I mentioned, if you remember those bracket buster games that were a thing that ESPN put on a number of years back, God, it had to be in the mid to late 2000s. I might be way off on that, but you saw those January, February time. You'd see like teams play other teams. You'd see like, you know, Northern Iowa play Bucknell or something, or Wichita State back when they were in a smaller conference play another high-level mid-major team, if that makes sense. So it kind of sounds similar to that. We'll see if we can get some more details on that, read through a little bit more on what that might mean. But that would be an interesting kind of way to maybe bolster the resumes of some of those mid-major teams heading into Selection Sunday. CBS Sports has the full article there. It's on my Twitter feed, at SW on the radio, if you want to check it out. We are running short on time here for today. Don't forget, we have plenty more local programming for you. We're here every day between 2 and 6 p.m. here on KGYM. Local programming Monday through Friday here on all of our frequencies. Gym class up next. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes coming in here between 3 and 4 o'clock, talking more about the news of the day in the sports world, talking about the Big Ten media rights deal. Some news coming out about that earlier today, too. Potential new media rights deal for the Big Ten, possibly in 30 days. Scott and Mark will weigh in on that, plus more from the sports world coming up today between 3 and 4. Todd and Alex in here between 4 and 6. They have that chance to win, don't forget, from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City sometime today between 4 and 6. Also, they'll have good buddy Ed Creech talking baseball at 5 o'clock tonight, formerly of MLBTradeRumors.com, now just a friend of the show. Talking baseball at 5 tonight with Todd and Alex. We've got NBA playoff action for you tonight. Milwaukee and Boston. Bucks and Celtics from Boston. Celtics want to even that series at one game apiece before they head to Milwaukee for games 3 and 4. The Bucks would love to go up 2-0 in that series. You can follow all the action tonight from ESPN Radio on all of our frequencies. 1600 AM, 102.3 FM at Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City. We'll join right around tip-off, so catch it tonight right here on KGYM with NBA playoff action right here on all of our frequencies. Forget you can check out the podcast or poll question at KGYMradio.com. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. We're back tomorrow at 2 here on KGYM.